One day a group of Tories stopped by her house, and they demanded that she prepare them something to eat. She said, "How could I do that when you blame Tories have stolen all my pigs and all my poultry except for that one old gobbler you see out in the yard?" Well, one gobbler was all they needed, so the Tories shot that old turkey and said, "Okay, now cook it for us." They were surprised she didn't put up any more of a fuss than she did. She actually took the bird, cleaned it, went into the house, and began to cook it over the fireplace. Now, they heard her send her daughter, Suki, to the spring for water. What they didn't hear was that she also whispered to Suki as she went out the door to tell her father, wherever he was, to collect the Whig neighbors and to come quickly to the Hart cabin and capture these Tories before they could get out of the house. Now, what happened next, I'm not sure. I've heard a couple of different stories. One was that while these men were sitting at their meal, Nancy went around and barred all the doors quietly from the outside so they couldn't get out. The story I like better, but I think is probably more likely true, is that while the Tories sat and ate and drank the cider that Nancy had brought, one of them realized that she had moved where she was standing between them and where they had stacked their guns against the wall. Seeing this, he decided, maybe he'd better get over there and get hold of his gun before Nancy had a chance to. But he didn't move quick enough. When he started to go for it, Nancy grabbed one of the muskets and pointed it at him and promised to blow the head off of the first man that got up from his seat. Now, they knew that she meant it, and because the story says she had crossed eyes, every one of them thought she was looking right at him. But one man was bold enough to try to make a move, and she shot him dead in his tracks. Another one started to get up, thinking that since her musket was empty, he could get to the guns before she could and pick up one and take control of her. He didn't move quick enough. Next thing you know, he's dead on the floor, too. Mr. Hart arrived before too long with a few of his neighbors, and when they did, they found two men dead and Nancy standing with her musket holding the others captive. She declared that shooting was too good for these guys after all the mischief they had done. She said they ought to be hanged, and that's exactly what happened to them. Cross the river, cross the creeks, go through the swamp, and somehow get back home before daylight. She managed to make it. She sneaked back into her bed, but very soon she had to get up because the family would be at breakfast, and she had to make her appearance and pretend that nothing had happened so that none of the Tories would ever find out that she was the one who had warned her brother and his friends to flee before they could attack. But somehow they did find out. They went to the camp intending to attack the men as they slept, but when they found nobody was there, well, whether they knew for sure or not, they certainly suspected that Dicey Langston had brought the warning to the Patriots. They were upset, and so they headed for the Langston home, determined to kill that father who they thought had broken his promise to not let Dicey go spying and reporting to her brother anymore. They showed up at the house, and the leader, in a rage, pointed a pistol at Dicey's father, but she jumped between the two men to take the bullet and protect her father. Well, the Tories were so impressed by her fearlessness, her willingness even to lay down her life to save her father, they didn't pull the trigger. Sometime later, a Tory captain demanded information from Dicey about one of her Patriot neighbors. In fact, he was so aggressive, he said, "Tell us what you know or die in your tracks." And he pointed a pistol right at her chest. Dicey tore off the kerchief that she'd had over her neck, exposing her neck and the upper part of her chest, and she said, "Shoot me if you dare. I will not tell you." Well, the captain was angry, and it looked like he was just about to pull the trigger. But a Tory soldier standing right next to him suddenly knocked the pistol upward and said, "She's a good enough girl, even if she is a rebel. I must say she has plenty of spirit." And so it went. More than once, Dicey's courage saved her from a bullet.